If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's caraloha.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bear Advanced. A big water main break overnight in Bethesda. It's on Rockville Pike at Cedar Lane near Walter Reed. WSSE's Lynn Riggin says repairs are likely to last through the day.
Once we start digging and we can see what kind of repairs we have to make, one section of pipe, two sections of pipe, how much of the road ends up getting torn up to make the repairs, then we can have a better idea of what the evening rush will look like.
For now, one lane of southbound Rockville Pike is getting by the scene. The northbound lanes are all open. Does the Republican nomination now belong to Donald Trump?
Donald Trump just took a giant leap toward capturing the GOP nomination. He is clearly on a roll after going 5-for-5 in last night's primaries. But unlike the more diplomatic tone adopted last week, it was all too clear the campaign's mantra, "Let Trump be Trump," was back with a vengeance.
Correspondent Jim Acosta, meanwhile, for the Democrats, another big night for their frontrunner.
This was arguably the biggest election night yet in this long primary season for Hillary Clinton, winning big, but winning decisively here in battleground Pennsylvania by 12 percentage points. Now, this was a symbolic victory as well. In 3 months' time, she wants to be back here in Philadelphia to accept that Democratic nomination when Democrats gather here in July. Of course, a long road between now and then. That all depends on what Senator Sanders does, how he conducts himself. But last night at that primary victory rally, Hillary Clinton extended her hand to Senator Sanders and, more importantly, to his supporters.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. The presidential contests weren't the only hot races that brought out voters in the Maryland primary. It was also the contentious Democratic contest for U.S. Senate. And it didn't turn out to be nearly as close as a lot of polls had pegged it. Chris Van Hollen came away with a decisive win over Donna Edwards.
It was a race that exposed some big rifts in the Democratic Party, but Congressman Chris Van Hollen's pushing for unity, saying his opponent is
a strong advocate for Democratic Party values and priorities.
He got the biggest cheer of the night when he raised the possibility of a Democratic Senate majority.
We're going to say goodbye to Mitch McConnell.
Identity politics is nothing new, and we shouldn't make it especially for the African-Americans.
Congressman Steny Hoyer, the former House Majority Leader, says Van Hollen's a champion for blacks no matter his skin color.
It would be an asset to our state. It'd be an asset to the country.
At Van Hollen headquarters in Bethesda, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland State Delegate Kathy Shalega won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate.
Just really humbled and honored to be selected by the voters in the great state of Maryland. Going to be working hard for citizens across our great state as we move towards the general election in November.
In another hard-fought and expensive race, State Senator Jamie Raskin has won the Democratic primary to succeed Chris Van Hollen in the House.
Jamie Raskin prevailed in what has been the most expensive House primary race this cycle. Candidate David Tron personally spent more than $12 million on the contest. That's more than anyone has ever spent on a self-funded House campaign. Tron owns 150 Total Wine and More stores in 21 states. Former local television news anchor Kathleen Matthews, the wife of Hardball host Chris Matthews, also was in the race. She came in third. On the Republican side, Dan Cox beat Jeffrey Jones. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in the 4th Congressional District, where voters this fall will choose a successor to Donna Edwards, Anthony Brown won the Democratic primary. He'll face Republican George McDermott. And the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether to overturn the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,990, the NASDAQ at 4,888. Sports, the Nats fall to the Phillies, the O's lose to the Rays, and the Wizards today introduce Scott Brooks as their new head coach. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm drawing upon a wealth of information here.
Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry is on weekdays 5 to 9.
People will say this is a good thing.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The good news is on the Virginia Beltway, the crash in Tyson's outer loop of Route 7 cleared out of the travel lanes and just about clearing out those delays quickly. You'll have a little bit of volume approaching the toll road. Closer you get to 7, the better the pace. In on the toll road, slows to merge onto the inbound connector road past 123. Cruiser doing a check there to see if there's anything blocking or maybe any debris in the roadway there on the inbound side of the connector road. 66 were bunched up in Manassas, again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. No sun glare delay this morning for sure. DC 295 southbound had two separate accidents near Benning Road, both gone, but left us with big time delays. On inbound 50, John Hanson Highway slows to merge onto the Beltway to go onto the inner loop southbound, south of 214 Central Avenue. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue past Woodyard and Dower House Road on the brakes, and the water main break giving us delays now on south bound 355 as you come off the Beltway down to Cedar Lane. Only the left lane gets by. Old Georgetown Road still works as an option for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Tricky temperature forecast. Clouds in. Temperatures cooling off now, especially from where we were around midnight. We were in the 70s. Now seeing some 60s around. Probably stay in the low 60s all day today. Mostly cloudy. Cloudy tonight down to about 55. Then occasional rain showers for Thursday. High about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Dumfries, 55 in Germantown, 57 degrees in Washington. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are just itching to move on to the general election chase. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Let's get going at 7:07 on WMAL. You're starting your day the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And we got so much for you coming up at 7:35. KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, on a huge speech scheduled for Donald Trump today on where he lays out his national security agenda. You're not going to want to miss that. 7:45 brings us the brand new minted Republican nominee for Senate in the state of Maryland, Kathy Scilega. She will be our guest right here live at 7:45. 8:05 brings us Todd Eberle, political analyst in the state of Maryland, to break down all of those primaries yesterday in the free state. And then at 8:35, Daniel Hawes, Nova Armory, to talk about his lawsuit against a whole lot of people for the closing of his gun shop there in the Commonwealth. What a big morning. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
When the boxer knocks out the other boxer, you don't have to wait around for a decision. So that's what it is. And that's what happened tonight. That's what happened last week in New York. And that's really what's been happening throughout.
Donald Trump making the case that his big win last night makes him the presumptive nominee. He says, look, it's time to move on. It's time to just go ahead and get busy here and start focusing on Hillary. And he did have a tremendously good night. In case you haven't heard the latest, in the states of Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, Donald Trump dominated. I mean, that was not unexpected. The polls all seem excuse me, to suggest he's going to have a very good night. But when you look at the margins, I think he did much better than many people anticipated. So a very good night for Donald Trump. Give him his due. He now stands with about 950 delegates. And, of course, you know by now he needs 1,237 to secure the Republican nomination for the presidency. Hillary Rodham Clinton won in all of those states except Rhode Island. And that was won by Bernie Sanders. But she's on her march to the nomination. That doesn't seem anything is going to stop her. And she's beginning to make overtures to the Sanders people.
I applaud Senator Sanders and his millions of supporters for challenging us to get unaccountable money out of our politics and giving great emphasis to closing the gap of inequality. And I know together we will get that done. Because whether you support Senator Sanders or you support me, there's much more that unites us than divides us.
There she is, trying to bring the party together after, you know, winning last night everywhere except Rhode Island.
I've recommended it before, but can I just throw it out there again? Whoever ends up being the Republican nominee or whatever super PAC may be out there, could you please just put together a 60-second commercial of
her
snippets
shrill stuff,
of her talking and just end it of all the screaming, all the shouting, all of that.
Are you ready for 4 years of this?
You really want 4 years of this? That's all you need to do. I'm telling you, that'll sway a lot of voters.
All right. Looking at the... All right, let's look at some of the other races that are interesting to the local folks here. Notably, the Maryland Senate race. Chris Van Hollen defeated Donna Edwards for the Democratic nomination for the Maryland Senate race. And Donna Edwards not happy about it. She's saying that the Democratic Party, you know, treated her badly and said something, I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of, you can't just join arms and walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma and think that you're doing everything you need to do to mend race relations in this country. You have to also support minority candidates, was her suggestion. Not happy. She did, however, congratulate Van Hollen on the win, but that's about as gracious as she was. And now, so Van Hollen will face Kathy Schlega, who's a Maryland delegate and highly thought of in Republican circles, so that'll be an interesting race to watch for the Maryland Senate. In Congressional District number 8, here's the surprise of the night. I didn't see this coming. State Senator Jamie Raskin will be the Democratic nominee, although he was outfunded by David Trone, the millionaire, and by Kathleen Matthews, wife of Chris Matthews, and the darling of many in the Democratic Party. It was Raskin who prevailed. And that was a surprise, I think, to many. Had a good organization on the ground, apparently, and beat out well-funded candidates. Jamie Raskin will face Dan Cox for the congressional seat in November. He's the Republican nominee. Now, going on to Congressional District number 4, it was former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown who prevailed over Glenn Ivey, the PG County State's Attorney, and he will face George McDermott in a congressional district where Democrats outweigh Republicans by 4-1. So that's a sort of the key races from last night. Huge night for Donald Trump. He says it's over. It's not over because there is still a way, at least mathematically, for Cruz and Kasich to block Donald Trump from getting to 1,237. I think Indiana will be very key to that. Whatever happens in California will be very key to making a final determination about whether Donald Trump can clinch before the convention. But you have to give him his due. It was a tremendously good night.
Well yeah, I mean, of course we give him his due. I don't think anybody suggested he wasn't going to have a great night. And let's face it, he's been doing this from New Hampshire on. So why would anyone not give him his due?
No, I'm just I'm making the point that he is saying that he's the presumptive nominee, and I'm saying, you know, mathematically, not yet.
Well, no, but regardless, a huge night for Donald Trump and all of his supporters, as was predicted. I mean, let's not get too carried away on either end of this. No one expected any different result from last night. I guess you're right, maybe hitting 60 was a big deal, I suppose so, but look at the states involved. Any of the states that Donald Trump won last night, and he won big, will any of those states support the Republican nominee in the election? Any of them? Have they supported the Republican nominee since, you know, Herbert Walker Bush in 88?
Offhand, I would say not.
I don't think so. These are blue states, and he did very well in the blue states. And by the way, guess what? He does very well in blue states.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's going to be really interesting. It'll be very important. And California will be very important, I think, once again. Because the key about California, everyone's focusing on Indiana, and I get it. I mean, Indiana's going to be a big deal. But I think Donald Trump's going to do okay. I'm thinking he'll get maybe a 60-40 split in the delegates in Indiana, unless the fact that Kasich isn't spending money there and Cruz is for this last week makes a big difference. California, the way it is set up and how each congressional district is its own little mini electoral college state.
It is.
He could win. Here's the weird thing. And before everyone who supports Trump has their heads explode, I just want you to know he could win California by 30 points and still lose on delegates. Cruz or Kasich, whoever comes in second, could actually get more delegates because he could. All of those votes for Donald Trump could come from L.A. and San Francisco.
Right.
But all the, this is a huge state. How many? Were there 53 congressional districts or something in that state? And each congressional district, including all of that farmland, all of that rural land in the Central Valley and the mountainous regions and the desert regions, all of those areas, you get three delegates if you win any one of those.
Congressional districts.
In those congressional districts. So I want to keep reiterating as we build our way up to the first week of June, California is a lot more significant and a lot more challenging than the polls are showing it to be right now. Yes, Donald Trump is looking good in the polls. That doesn't mean he's going to get all those delegates.
But if he does well in Indiana, then California becomes less critical for him.
We'll see. Maybe. Yeah. But what do you define do well in Indiana, though?
Well, he dominate substantially, I think. So it'll be interesting to watch.
It's been interesting to watch since August. It's been so interesting to watch.
I can't ever recall a more interesting election season.
Now, it is. We got plenty more on this, by the way, specifically in the Maryland races in yesterday's primaries. Again, I want to reiterate, at 7:45 in this hour, Kathy Shalega, the nominee for the Republican Senate, and then at 8:05, Todd Eberle, Maryland political analyst, will give us his breakdown as well. So keep it here for all of your extensive coverage on yesterday's primaries. But now it is 7:15, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Very first on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I need to get commuters around this problem now. Multi-car crash, Maryland 27, Ridge Road, north of Brink Road, right near Apple Orchard Way. It is completely shut down. They have five cars involved, they tell me, and looks like the road will be closed at least for a half an hour so they can try to figure this out. So if you're coming out of Damascus, south of 108, you don't want to commit, and it's just going to be a tough workaround here. So plan for the extra time and plan for the workaround. Now, for the water main break in Bethesda, we knew this was coming with the big delays. Only one lane gets by inside the Beltway on 355 southbound at Cedar Lane. Again, for the water main break, we're jammed off the Beltway. Old Georgetown Road picks up the bailout traffic, as does Connecticut Avenue. And coming out of Kensington, the pressure is on as well. And that stretch of the Beltway even slow to get onto Connecticut Avenue as well, working for your alternates. Alexandria, Duke Street North, Quaker Lane for the crash. Northbound Fairfax County Parkway near Burke Center Parkway. Better news there. They've cleared that incident. And inbound on the Connector Road past 123 for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day today, high in the low mid-60s all day today, lower mid-60s, so definitely cooling down from the last couple of days' warm weather. Tonight, cloudy, low near 55. Tomorrow, we'll have occasional rain here and there, 60% chance of rain, high of 64, but no thunderstorms or anything tomorrow as of now. Right now, it's 57 degrees, cooled down a bit at 7:17.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is this weekend under the big tent at Prince William Arena. See new Sea Rays, Bayliners, and Scout fishing boats. Used and brokerage boats from 16 to 70 feet. Local marinas and vendors. Admission is free. One block off I-95 at exit 160. Details at pwmarina.com.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite.
It is.
And, you know, I want to start out with, I'm sort of disappointed in this little bit of news. I really am. In a way, it's exciting and it's fun, but I personally am a little disappointed.
Oh?
They named the eaglets, the two baby eaglets, that over at the National Arboretum that hatched out. We here on Mornings in the Mall covered it extensively. We pointed no telling how many people in the direction of the webcam so people could share in the excitement of the hatching of the eaglets. And then when it came time to name the eaglets, they had a little contest, and I suggested that because we had been so supportive of their little eagle cam over there, that they name the eaglets Brian and Larry.
I think that would have been fair.
That would have been really nice.
Are they two male eaglets?
I don't know, but it's hard to tell, really. And so what they did was they took a contest, and Brian and Larry didn't win.
That's really upsetting. We came in second. Did we come in third?
I don't know.
Did we place?
I'm not sure.
They didn't reveal all of the data. So we did a Huckabee, basically.
Yeah, we didn't.
We pulled a Huckabee.
We didn't prevail. The new eaglets are named.
We're the Jim Webb of the eaglet naming contest.
The new eaglets are named Freedom and Liberty.
Well, I can stand behind.
Yeah, that's right.
If I'm going to lose to something,
I want to lose to freedom and liberty. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Well, those are Republican words. Republicans use terms freedom and liberty.
That's right.
See, if they had named it, fairness and equality, we would have known that these were Democrat eagles.
That's right.
But these are Republican eagles. Yeah. I love that. Very exciting.
Whatever you do, stop hugging your dog.
I beg your pardon.
So don't hug your dog.
Is that a euphemism?
No,
for something?
I mean your dog.
What's
your
that pet kid doing up there? Oh, he's hugging the dog.
Your pet dog doesn't apparently like it when you hug it.
That can't be true.
No, there's research that
dogs
shows
love hugs.
Research. I don't know how this research. Did they ask the dog? I mean, then do you? Hey, excuse me, Fido. Do you like being hugged? And he said no. No.
Wait a second. What's your dog voice?
No. It's like Raspo.
Right.
Apparently, no. They don't like to be hugged, and your canine companion apparently puts up with it because he knows it gives you a great deal of comfort to hug him. But actually, they hate it. They're miserable when you are stressing out your dog when you hug your dog.
You know what other pet hates being hugged?
What?
Little baby rabbits.
Oh yeah.
And I hugged him, and I petted him, and I squeezed him, and the baby rabbit turned.
Okay. Apparently, they feel trapped and unable to run away from danger when they're being hugged.
All right.
So you should give a belly rub or a pat on the head or an occasional treat if you want to really, really do something nice for your dog.
I have very, very witty and funny and intelligent friends and followers on Facebook, and one of them yesterday took a screenshot of a analyst on a local news station who had a very severe look on her face, and the chyron underneath her said, "Stop hugging your dog," and he took a screenshot of it and posted it and said, "Channel 4 is here to ruin your life." Come here, Fido.
No.
Give me a big hug, buddy.
No, he doesn't like it.
No, I disagree with this. I'm sorry to be contrary to whatever this scientific report is, but dogs love being hugged, and you should continue to hug your dogs. I mean, unless they bite you.
And now,
pee on you.
With the time I have left in Critter News.
Oh, is there time left?
Yes, there is. A little bit of time, and if you let me finish the story, we'll get this last one in.
All right.
Remember yesterday, we told you the story of Princess Jazzy, who was a kitten who was stolen from the Humane Society Adoption Center on New York Avenue Northeast. Apparently, people came in. They said, "Hey, can we play that little kitten? We want to look at that kitten." And they were given the kitten, and they were playing with the kitten. And then when the staff got distracted, they left with the kitten. And there was $1,000 reward for the return of Princess Jazzy. Turns out that somebody apparently had a camera or was able to get a license plate off the car, and they handed that over to police, who rushed out and recovered Princess Jazzy and returned Princess Jazzy to the Humane Society offices there on New York Avenue Northeast.
Okay.
And they say the incident remains under investigation.
All right. Interesting.
I guarantee you, if you got your laptop stolen out of your car in downtown D.C., you wouldn't get that kind of service from the police department, but I'm glad that they recovered the cat.
Just name your laptop Princess Jazzy.
There you go.
It's 7:22 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
You know what's on my bucket list? I want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane with a parachute. I do. I've always wanted to do it, and I'm looking forward to doing
that.
Thank
you for adding that perfectly good parachute little addendum there. Yeah, that's an important aspect.
Yeah, so anyway, I want to jump out of an airplane, and I can imagine how that will feel. I mean, first of all, the exhilaration of jumping out of the plane and having that free fall and all that excitement, but also the fear. Will the chute actually open?
Yeah.
That's a lot like retirement, because it will be exciting to be retired. But then you got to wonder, is your parachute going to work? In other words, is that plan that you have going to fund you through your retirement? Well, there's a way to find out. Go visit the website of my friend Larry Spoth. It's called testyourinvestment.com. And in a short time, you'll be able to know whether your retirement strategy will actually work. Will the parachute work? Let's find out. And if not, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. What you need to do is start the process. Call this number, 800-611-1952, to find out more. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
It's 7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, in case you haven't heard, we have a water main break in Bethesda. This has a huge impact on the commute right now. On 355 southbound inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane, only one lane gets by. Looking at delays, as you come off at 270 and then jam to merge onto the Beltway. Beltway before Old Georgetown Road in the backups. So, what you might want to do if you're in those backups before Old Georgetown Road, take Old Georgetown Road as your alternate. Also, that interloop delay goes to the exit for Connecticut Avenue. A lot of people using that into Chevy Chase as an alternate as well. So, that's picking up the volume. Clarksburg, try to avoid if you can. 27 Ridge Road with a multi-car crash. Ridge Road is closed between Little Seneca Parkway and Brink Road. The Connector Road in Virginia inside the Beltway past 123 for the incident. 395, it's been about the volume Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, but lanes are open. Update is brought to you by Pella Windows. You know, home improvement season starts with Pella Window and Door Sale. You can get $300 off per window, $350 off per door, or 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cooler temperatures on the way. If anything, temperatures fall a little bit, and we hold. If we're in the low 60s this morning, we'll probably stay there throughout the day with a cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees in the nation's capital, 726. You know, it has not been a good couple of months for people who want to live healthy and eat good, organic, fresh food, right? Because first, let's say you decide, oh, you know, I'm done with that fast food, those burgers, the processed stuff. I'm going to go get some natural, organic, nice burrito bowls over at Chipotle. Yeah, how'd that work out? Yeah. Have a little E. coli with your burrito bowl, right? That's not right. So good. And by the way, Chipotle, its first quarterly loss ever, $26.4 million loss first quarter of this year, all linked back to that E. coli story.
Same store sales down nearly 30% from last year. Well, I go by there, and I used to eat there once a week.
It's in the back of my mind.
I haven't been in. I don't really.
Same here. Why bother? Why do it, right?
And take a risk.
And now here's the latest one. Let's say you're all healthy and want to be organic and fresh, and you say, you know what? I've been drinking too much coffee, too much caffeine. Yeah. For my hot beverage now, I'm going to get some organic herbal tea.
Well, now you've actually tried
this. I do. I'm drinking herbal
tea. Because you felt you were drinking too much coffee.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of very tiny bit of coffee first thing in the morning, but after that, it's tea for the rest of the day, which has less coffee, and it's not as acidic
as
well.
Which, by the way, tells you everything you need to know about Larry. He's a tea sipper.
Anyway, CVS has Gold Emblem Abound Organic Spiced Herbal Tea on the shelves. Well, it's not on the shelves now because apparently there's a salmonella risk with this organic tea, and they've pulled it off the shelves for recall. So there you go. That's what you get for being all organic. It's 728 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hello, spring. Goodbye, smooth ride. When old man winter has his way with the highways have their way with your steering and suspension. Now you've got a choice. Overcorrect and hold on tight, or clear your Saturday for a weekend in the garage with quality Moog parts from your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. Right now, get double the speed perks rewards on all trusted Moog parts you buy through the end of the month. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Coming up on WMAL, Donald Trump is set to give a major national security speech today. What's going to be in it, and also where he's giving the speech, is of major importance and significance. We will talk about it with one Katie McFarland right after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. WSSE crews are working to repair a water main break that happened overnight in Bethesda. It's on Rockville Pike at Cedar Lane. One southbound lane of Rockville Pike is getting by at this hour. The northbound lanes are open, but WSSE's Lynn Riggin says this is going to take a while.
You know, as quickly as we work, it'll still probably be most of the day to make the repairs. And this is a road maintained by State Highway, so they have to determine what they're comfortable with in terms of restoration before it can be fully open.
We'll have more from Jamie just ahead. Another very good night for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Clean sweep for Donald Trump. 5 out of 5. Look at this. Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Delaware. He hit 60% in both Rhode Island and Delaware. Ted Cruz finished in third place in every state but Pennsylvania. Let's look at the Democratic race. Hillary Clinton, she won 4 out of the 5 states. Pennsylvania, one of the few remaining big states on the map. That's a problem for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders did manage to win Rhode Island. It did not help him that much, though, in the delegate hunt.
Correspondent John Berman. Chris Van Hollen won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Maryland. Kathy Shalega won the Republican nomination. Jamie Raskin won the Democratic primary to succeed Van Hollen in Congress. Businessman David Trone finished second. Raskin will face Republican winner Dan Cox in the fall. And former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown won the Democratic nomination in the 4th District to succeed Donna Edwards. Brown will face Republican George McDermott in November. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in the appeal of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Political analyst Bob Holsworth says this could be the end of the line for McDonnell.
It's his final hope. He was convicted by the jury, and then the circuit court to which he appealed upheld that conviction.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,990. The NASDAQ at 48,88. Sports, Max Scherzer just didn't have his best stuff as the Nationals lose to the Phillies. The O's lose to Tampa Bay. And the Wizards introduced new head coach Scott Brooks today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and install installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. It's Green Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
7 on Your Side I-Team investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hands.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On Bethesda, 355 southbound, only one lane getting by the water main break. Southbound 355 inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane, giving us delays off of the Beltway, off of 270, and it is jammed solid as expected. Also as expected, the alternate routes picking up a lot of extra volume. Old Georgetown Road heading from the Beltway and pushing south, and also on Connecticut Avenue coming out of Kensington. Now I'm watching fire and rescue units respond on the Maryland Beltway. They're just passing right now under 50, the John Hanson Highway, responding to the crash. Each loop of the Beltway near 50, John Hanson Highway quite slow. Now 50 inbound, that's going to be heavy as well. We had an earlier crash prior to the Beltway near 704, so two things to complicate that trip. Let's get you into Alexandria, Duke Street at North Quaker Lane for the crash. Fairfax County Parkway accident near Burke Center Parkway, that's been cleared. 66 about the volume. And again, a quick note in the Clarksburg area, shut down is 27 Brink Road north, 27 Ridge Road north of Brink Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperature's pretty tricky. We are approaching 70 degrees in the mid-70s around midnight. Now temperatures will fall off today, cloudy, and probably staying in the low 60s all day. If we're not there, we will be. Mostly cloudy sky continues through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Manassas, 54 in Hyattsville, 57 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a busy post-primary Wednesday here, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We've got everything you need to get you going. Coming up in just 10 minutes, Kathy Chalega, the newly minted and victorious Republican candidate for Senate in Maryland, will be our guest. 8:05 brings us Todd Eberle, political analyst in Maryland, to talk about all of the races, congressional and whatnot, in the free state last night. And then at 8:35, Daniel Hawes. He runs Nova Armory, or at least he did, until it got shut down over there in Northern Virginia. And now he's suing everyone he can find. We'll talk about that with him. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And join us on the line right now, Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland, a good friend of this program. And KT, later today, Donald Trump is expected to give a speech at the National Press Club. By the way, the National Press Club really doesn't have very much to do with the press. It really isn't. But nonetheless, it's a nice place to give a speech if you want to make a statement in Washington. He's going to lay out his foreign policy strategy. If you were advising Donald Trump, and he would do well to listen to you, I just want to say that, what would you tell him?
Well, I think his instincts are just right. I agree with almost everything he said in foreign policy. I say it in very different words. But I think it's the rejection of the Bush neocon in premature invasions of countries, going into wars that you're not going to win, trying to force feed democracy down people's throats, and then seeing the predictable disaster, the preemptive war doctrines that the Bush administration adopted after September 11th have led to failure all the way around. But at the same time, you don't want to be an isolationist like Obama, because neglecting the world situation doesn't lead to anything better. In fact, that's worse. So I think if Trump is true to what he has said throughout on the campaign trail, that, for example, he's been critical of the Iraq war from the very beginning,
right,
saying, what have we gotten for it? We spent trillions of dollars, and we've had lost blood and treasure, and we have nothing to show for it. So I think his tendencies are good. And when he talks about, I'm going to rebuild the military, we're going to have the military be the strongest military in the world, and then we don't have to use it, we don't go to war, he says it's cheaper. But in fact, that's the essence of Ronald Reagan's peace through strength. Have the strongest, toughest military. Nobody picks a fight with you. You don't go invading countries, so therefore the peace is maintained.
KT, the location that Trump has chosen here, talk about the significance of that.
You know, it's so smart of you to bring that up, because it's not that it's at the National Press Club, it's who's sponsoring it, and it's the Center for National Interest. It's the old Nixon Center. It was founded by the Nixon administration people.
You think this is deliberate?
I think it's absolutely deliberate. Normally, Republican candidates speak at American Enterprise Institute or the Heritage Foundation or pick your conservative think tank. They've ignored groups, smaller groups like this, the Center for National Interest, because that's really not where American foreign policy and the conservative foreign policy has been since September 11th. And I think Trump, by being sponsored by that group, and he issued a statement saying, I'm honored to give my first major foreign policy speech at a center founded by Richard Nixon.
Hmm.
In other words, he's hearkening back to the Nixon, Kissinger, original Reagan foreign policy, and he's deliberately rejecting the neocons of the Bush administration. That's why they're all so angry and so critical.
This center that you say was aligned with Richard Nixon's foreign policy, mm-hmm, back in the day, they weren't so gung-ho on the war in Iraq, right?
No. General Brent Scowcroft, who was Reagan's national security advisor, who had been Kissinger's deputy in the Nixon administration. These are all my old bosses, by the way. Scowcroft, in fact, was very critical of the Iraq war as we were going into Iraq. Now, a lot of them have remained silent during the Bush years. But in fact, they've, have been very leery of the idea of going into war. I mean, as Kissinger has said to me on a number of occasions, he's said to plenty of other people, America's got a problem. We keep entering these wars with enormous enthusiasm, and we can't figure out how to get out of them, and we can't figure out how to win them. So I think that Trump, by giving this speech under the auspices of that group, by being very critical of the Bush Iraq war doctrine and doctrine of preemptive war, is making a real signal. I think he's rethinking American foreign policy. We haven't had a rethink of American foreign policy since Reagan.
You know, you are a national security analyst. You also look at the world of politics from time to time. Donald Trump on CNN this morning talking about Hillary Clinton and her strategy.
She is a woman. She is playing the woman card left and right. She didn't play it last time with Obama. But she's playing it much harder this time, and she will be called on it. If she were a man and she was the way she is, she would get virtually no votes.
I mean, he said last night that if Hillary were a man, he would not be pulling but about 5% of the vote. And as a person who understands politics and as a woman, how does this message resonate with you?
Well, I think what's interesting to note about Hillary Clinton is that her support, her base, was supposed to be young women. It was supposed to be the 20, 30-year-old women who were looking at her as the icon of the women's movement and the lady who made it all possible, which is not true, but that's how that was supposed to be played. And if you talk to most 20, 30-year-old women, they're kind of appalled by Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
Because when they learn again about what happened in the Clinton administration and, you know, the sexual stuff and the affairs and stuff, at the time, you know, 20, 30 years ago, well, everybody kind of laughed about it, Randy President. But now when young women hear that, they think, yikes, creepy. They think, you know, sexual predator. And the woman behind the sexual predator was the woman who enabled it all to happen. So I think Trump's got a point in that, you know, she's playing the woman's card, but it's actually not being very effective. And the only women that seem to be resonating with the woman's card are the older women who are more Hillary Clinton's age.
Got to leave it there. KT McFarlane, always good to have you, National Security Analyst at Fox News. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Kathy Shalega, who just won the GOP primary for Senate in Maryland. Keep it right here.
In full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a green.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I want you to take a minute to think about all the moms in your life. Your mom, your grandmom, your mother-in-law, and what about your wife? Hello? And maybe even your daughter now. Special moms in your life, special women in your life who are moms. And guys, there's a lot of room for error with other holidays, with Christmas, even with anniversaries and Valentine's. But, you know, there's no room for error on Mother's Day. You got to get it right, and you can't do it. Don't wait till the last minute. You want to go with someone who you can rely on. And, of course, I'm talking about flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com. They are the official florist of Mother's Day. And because you listen to WMAL, you've got a great offer, but it's only good through Friday. So just lock this deal in right now. Set your delivery date for Mother's Day. Listen to this deal, only good through Friday now. 24 beautiful multicolored roses for $24. That's half off the regular price, and it's the lowest price you're going to find on 24 roses this Mother's Day, but only while supplies last. Lock in this great deal right now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning around the Beltway through Annandale. Again, as you head north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge from Maryland to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Then each direction through Largo toward 50, the John Hanson Highway slow. Crash initially, outer loop at 50 was on the shoulder, but it looks like we may have shoulder activity on each loop. Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Jessup, the crash southbound south of 175. Beltway tied up topside, as we normally see. College Park to Silver Spring. However, the inner loop absolutely jammed north of River Road and coming off of 270 out of Gaithersburg and Rockville. All this focusing on the Beltway to exit onto 355, where we have the water main break in Bethesda. Southbound 355 at Cedar Lane with only one lane getting by. Extra pressure is on Connecticut Avenue as an alternate and for Old Georgetown Road. Clarksburg, Ridge Road, Route 27 shut down between Little Seneca Parkway and Brink Road. Serious crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperature's pretty tricky. We were approaching 70 degrees in the mid-70s around midnight. Now temperatures will fall off today, cloudy and probably staying in the low 60s all day. If we're not there, we will be. Mostly cloudy sky continues through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees right now, 747 on WMAL. Well, joining us right now, she was the victor last night in the GOP primary. Remember, there were 87 candidates, I think, running for the Republican primary. But Kathy Zelega, who was seen as the front runner from the beginning because of her tenure there in Annapolis, she emerged as the nominee, and she is now our guest. Thanks for joining us, Madam Republican Senate nominee. Is that the right title?
Oh, just Kathy. Always works with me.
Actually, Kathy, you bring up a good point. How do you officially 100% now pronounce your last name?
Zelega.
Okay, see, we got it. It's Zelega. Zelega.
Yeah, but I always just tell people Kathy's easy. You can call me Kathy.
Kathy, thank you for allowing us to do that. Let me ask you, we saw a very hotly contested race on the other side of the aisle. The Democrats were tearing each other apart there between Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards, and there's got to be some bad blood there. How are you going to exploit that and get some of those votes?
I think you should be on my team. What are you doing later today? Well, first, I'd like to just thank all the voters who supported me. I'm really humbled and honored to have gotten so much support and very excited about this election. I'm kind of looking at it like a playoff game, right? We won the playoffs, Super Bowls in November. We got to train hard if we're going to beat them. And absolutely, you can see the weaknesses there. And Chris Van Hollen, he is the ultimate D.C. insider. He's been there for more than a decade. And I just tell voters, hey, if you like what's going on in Washington, D.C., then you should vote for Chris Van Hollen. But if you want to change things, you've got to put new people down there.
Well, I mean, it is a daunting task in Maryland where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. I mean, will you be reaching across the aisle to try to convince them that that you are worthy of their vote? How will you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we can just look at the last statewide election, and Larry Hogan won. Voters, Democrats went across the aisle, voted for a Republican. Small, you know, he's a business owner. I'm a small business owner. I have a degree in education. You know, I've been a soccer coach, soccer mom. My husband and I did foster care. We have great networks into Democrat communities, traditionally Democrat communities, and we're going to continue to work that. You know, I've been somebody who can work across the aisle since I got to Annapolis 5 years ago.
Can I suggest something to you? Can you blatantly, cynically, and absolutely shamelessly play the gender card here? Because you know Hillary Clinton's going to do it when she's campaigning in Maryland. Here's the thing. Barbara Mikulski, she was a trailblazer, and she meant, being one of the only women in the Senate, that meant something. Why should Democrats in Maryland hand this seat over to just some dumb white guy like Chris Van Hollen? Kathy, you got to do this. Say, I'm a woman. Keep this in a woman's hands.
You're right. I think you're right. And if you look at the delegation, the 8 members that are going to Congress, most likely, they're all men, right?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, can Maryland truly have 10 members of Congress and not one of them be a woman?
That's rant.
When 60% of the voters are women?
It's important to me, Kathy, because you got the nomination from the Republican side. So I think it transcends party politics. I'm on board with that.
Now, do you imagine that the governor will be out campaigning alongside you as you go forward?
Yes, I do. You know, I've known Governor Hogan for many years, and working with him in Annapolis, we have a great relationship. He loves the state of Maryland, and he knows that the same thing that we all know. If you want to change Washington, you have to put different people there. Mm. You know, what's the definition of insanity? Sending the same people to Washington and expecting different results.
Well, Kathy Zelega, we wish you the best of luck and congratulations on your victory last night.
And let me tell you real fast, Larry Hogan won that race because he was a frequent guest right here on Mornings on
That's
the Mall.
Absolutely
so
right.
We expect to hear a lot from you.
I will take you up on that. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Brian and Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's 7:51 on WMAL. Your CNBC Business Report comes up next.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's now time for the CNBC Business Report with Courtney Reagan. What's going on, Courtney?
Hi, good morning. Wall Street may be in wait-and-see mode ahead of an announcement from the Federal Reserve this afternoon. It's not expected to hike interest rates as it continues to track the impact of weak global growth. Investors are also watching shares of Apple. They're down more than 8% in pre-market trading after the company reported its first quarterly sales decline in more than a decade. There's a potential big deal in the news this morning. Comcast, CNBC's parent company, is reportedly in talks to buy DreamWorks Animation for more than $3 billion. Mortgage applications were down 4% last week, despite still low loan rates. And the outgoing CEO of embattled drug maker Valeant Pharmaceuticals will testify today on Capitol Hill before lawmakers investigating dramatic price increases pushed by the Canadian company and several other drug makers. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, if there was something that could save your life or the life of someone you love, you'd do it, wouldn't you? Of course you would. Well, there is that something, and it's a virtual physical. A virtual physical full-body scan can detect microscopic amounts of plaque in your heart and arteries that can lead to heart attacks and strokes. It can even spot small tumors throughout your body long before they start to exhibit symptoms. And, you know, if you catch that stuff early, you have a better chance of successful, less invasive treatment. Virtual physical also offers the virtual colonoscopy. Now, this method of imaging the colon without sedation is faster, it's as safe, and less invasive than a conventional colonoscopy. Right now, if you call 301-984-9009, you'll get $200 off a full body scan or $200 off a virtual colonoscopy. That's right, $200 off either scan. Just call 301-984-9009 right now before the special ends. These scans have saved hundreds of lives and could save yours as well. 301-984-9009. Learn more at virtualphysical.com.
7:55, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we're struggling in through Bethesda as expected here with this water main break. Only one lane open on 355 southbound inside the Beltway, Cedar Lane. So we have delays. In fact, jam just coming off the Beltway off of 270. So for 270 commuters, if you're wondering why, boy, there's no relief at the split here. That's everybody lined up to go south on 355. On Connecticut Avenue, also the pressure is on as you head out of Kensington. Extra commuters with you, and also on southbound Old Georgetown Road. Those are the couple of options that commuters are taking. Closed 27 Ridge Road in Clarksburg, north of Brink Road, serious multi-car crash. Virginia, 66 about the volume, same story with 95 and 395. I don't have any incidents reported there along the way. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Temperature's pretty tricky. We are approaching 70 degrees in the mid-70s around midnight. Now temperatures will fall off today, cloudy and probably staying in the low 60s all day. If we're not there, we will be. Mostly cloudy sky continues through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 58 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:57.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Maryland political analyst Todd Eberle to go over some of the races. And boy, there was a surprise in the state of Maryland last night. We'll tell you what it is.
Plus, Daniel Hawes had a gun shop in Northern Virginia, Nova Armory, and it's been shut down. And now he's suing. He's suing everyone.